This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agentforce, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock, and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agentforce is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Stories of shady behavior by the Murtaughs in Hampton County didn't just start with Alec. It goes way, way back. And all this week, we're going to be taking a look at the Murtaughs and their near century of influence of the residents of Hampton County, South Carolina. To take us there, Michael DeWitt Jr., award-winning editor of the 144-year-old Hampton County Guardian, joins us. He's also authoring the book Fall of the House of Murtaugh, to be released later this summer. Obviously, we're talking about a very large period of time for all of them running those areas. What was life like with them in power at those periods of time? Were they viewed as fair and good and just, or what was the public opinion, if you will, looking back on it through different eras?
Murtaughs have always had a kind of a complicated legacy and a complicated relationship with the community. If you read or hear any stories of that compare them to a just Dixie Mafia kind of cutthroat family, then you just don't even that's not true.
Okay.
You don't win elections by, the Murtaughs didn't win elections by strong arming anybody. Mm-hmm. They got to where they are by talent, ambition, and Southern charm. Mm-hmm. There's just no, I didn't have the pleasure of knowing Buster Randolph Jr. well, but I knew Randolph the Third, and by all accounts, the family, they were just very charming, likable people. You could be in the room with Randolph the Third for 5 minutes and hear one of his stories or one of his jokes, and you're like, wow, this is a cool guy. Or you can see him in operation. I had the pleasure of attending and covering several trials that that Randolph prosecuted. I sat in on a murder trial. In fact, the last murder trial I covered from start to finish before Alex's trial, his father, Randolph, was the prosecutor. And then I was on the jury in one of his personal injury cases. And just brilliant lawyers, just brilliant. It was like watching, the best episode of Perry Mason or whatever these Southern courtroom dramas are. It just had a charisma. They knew how to work the voters and work the community. And there was some elements of fear or maybe, but it was a fear mixed with respect. If you crossed them, you didn't have to necessarily worry about, they're going to find your body in a ditch somewhere. But you just knew that the Murdochs were powerful and that you really had nothing to gain by crossing them. And who knows what you could lose. So mostly Southern charm mixed with a little healthy dose of power.
Was there any times where you looked at the way that they would prosecute crimes as being unjust or in any way having some sort of other motive, maybe, going a little bit of a route where people are going to be very questionable about justice in Hampton County over those many years prior to Alex?
The first Randolph Sr., he was more or less, by all accounts in the newspaper archives, he was more or less a straight arrow.
Okay.
He was in a time of the Great Depression. A lot of banks were going under. A lot of bankers were being prosecuted because they would do things like, they'd take money even though they knew the bank was broke. He was a straight arrow. It didn't matter who you were. If your case came up, he would prosecute you. Is the kind of the impression I get from him. The real allegations of corruption come in the second generation. Randolph Murdoch Jr., the guy they call Buster, he's kind of a short, stocky man. He gives you the vibe of a boss hog, just kind of runs his town. And any injustice that might happen probably came before there was even a trial, I don't think that they necessarily put away so many innocent people. I think it was maybe, especially with Buster, I think it was, if you were connected, you knew him, maybe you had a few dollars to throw his way, you probably never saw the inside of a courtroom.
Okay.
Now in court, Buster got himself into a lot of predicaments. His son, Randolph III, he was fairly clean cut in the courtroom, but Buster would do things and say things. He would do anything to win a case. And when I talked about this Southern charm, Buster mixed Southern charm with, and his just smooth, he could win a jury over. But if that didn't work, he had ways of using fear tactics to win a jury or and win a case. There'd be cases where, some very bad people, they're on trial for murder, rape, whatever. And if Buster didn't think he had a jury in his pocket, he'd say things like, if you don't put this rapist away, I'm going to turn every rapist free from now on. Or in one case in Colleton County where the murder trial happened back in the 50s, he basically said, if you don't convict this guy and send him to death row, you might as well put a sign on I-95 in blood that said murderers are welcome here. He would just say these things that were unethical and violated legal standards. And the higher courts, they often sanctioned him. They often overturned his cases. In many cases, he sent to death row and they were kicked back because of something he did improper in the courtroom.
How did the community react to that? Where, granted, he gets the conviction that he wants through his tactics, but then they're kicked back as being viewed as not valid. Was the community aware that these sort of things were happening, that these things were being overturned and kicked back? Or did they just pay more attention to what was happening at the then and now with current cases?
Buster cared only about the conviction.
Okay.
Once he got that conviction, he didn't give a damn he never attended an execution. He sent 19 men, or claims to have sent 19 men, to the electric chair, but he never attended an execution. He didn't care if they were put to death. He didn't care if it was kicked back and overturned. All he cared about was the conviction, and he bragged about his conviction rate when he was running for reelection. And I think that's what the people cared about. If you're the average working voting citizen and Buster says, hey, I'm just going to keep putting these bad guys away, I've got a 95% conviction rate, and you put me back in office, I'm going to keep sending them to Columbia, keep on sending them to death row. And I think that's what the average citizen cared about. They didn't care about the plight of the accused, whether they did it or not, whether they if they were guilty but their legal rights were violated in the courtroom. They didn't care about any of that. They cared that Buster was claimed to be keeping the streets safe.
And people just ate it up, because that's what you want. You want a safe community. However, sometimes when you have someone in there that's not the straightest arrow, you get from point A to point B in a very interesting way. When we're looking back at some of the claims that they make, you just said that he bragged about sending 19 men to death row. We talked a little bit earlier about some of their lineage and claims there. Does the family have a history of lying or pushing the reality, the bounds of real truths?
Well, that's up for debate. I mean, a lot of the family claims, like the Civil War hero and kinship to Jefferson Davis, it may very well be true.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another claim that, when Randolph first opened his law firm in Hampton, that he never put a sign out front, never hung his shingle out front, because everyone always knew that he was a good lawyer and they knew where to find him.
Mm-hmm.
So, if they didn't start these legends, they certainly didn't discourage them,
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
There is much more to come with Michael DeWitt as we continue to discuss the long era and footprints of control that the Murdaughs had in Hampton County for nearly a century. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any pieces of our conversation. New pieces coming out all this week, Monday through Friday, right here on the podcast. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking, only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agentforce, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock. and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agentforce is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's black bean burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agentforce, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agentforce is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agentforce, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agentforce is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's black bean burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agentforce, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agentforce is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agentforce, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock, and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agentforce is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's black bean burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agentforce, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock, and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agentforce is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.